A quote from Mark Twain on Herodotus, the first historian. Very few things happen at the right time, and the rest do not happen at all. The conscientious historian will correct these defects. A quote from Ovid, 1st century AD. Let others praise ancient times. I'm glad I was born in these. By local reckoning, the year was that of Roman consuls Antonius and Cicero, during the 179th Olympiad cycle. Only later would we date the events to 63 years before the birth of Christ, or to the 3697th year of creation. It was 3 months into the siege. In Jerusalem, the hot summer sun had yet to give way to the relative cool of winter. Jerusalem's weather fits nicely into three seasons, not four, and the sacrificial rites of the first millennium BC had yet to mutate into more modern forms of worship. So following 1,000 years of tradition, Jewish priests in the Great Temple oversaw the slaughter of animals for God twice each day, in the morning and again around the ninth hour. The menu for sacrifice was varied. A wealthy man, thankful for a particular stroke of good fortune, brought a bull. Another arrived with a lamb for the same reason. For a third denizen of Jerusalem, a lamb was to atone for a wrongdoing. The poor brought doves when they couldn't afford mammals. The cacophony of so many animals in one place, bulls, lambs, goats, and even pigeons, combined with the general hubbub of the masses, bellows and bleats, merchants and middlemen, sacrificial incantations and everyday conversations. It was a spectacle, part circus, part sacrament, and part barbecue. The stench of animals, both living and dead, mixed with the smoky aroma of burnt flesh and blood. The blood from the sacrificial animals was considered particularly important, for in it was the sacred power of life. The priests collected the blood from the slain animals, saving it to be sprinkled by hand on the altar. This particular day, the priest's job was made incomparably harder by the onslaught of an invading Roman army as part of the siege. The world's mightiest fighting force had set its sights on the holy city of Jerusalem, leaving human blood running alongside that of the animals. That same year, some 1,400 miles to the northwest, a Roman woman named Aecia gave birth to a sickly son, whom she called Gaius Octavius. Though his poor health would work against him, his grandmother was Julia, sister to Julius Caesar. This family connection would later help Gaius Octavius earn the title Augustus and become Rome's first emperor. In the same year that Gaius Octavius was born, Caesar himself, Gaius Octavius's great uncle, was elected Pontifex Maximus, high priest of the Roman College of Pontiffs. Later, he would be called a god. Though in retrospect the signs of Rome's decline are clear, Caesar was apparently unaware of the violent upheavals just around the corner, and equally unaware that he would be assassinated within 2 decades. Similarly, the Jewish priests' power in Jerusalem was dimming.